Hey, audio boo, it's the second day of February, and for the 2nd of February 2016, and again, thank you to our favorite little kitty cat for hosting this month. She's doing an awesome job, and she's generated a number of topics, and I think if you can't find something to talk about in this February, we just kept it pretty wide open. So, thanks for the comments and all the retweets and stuff. You're doing an awesome job. And, yeah. So, it's so funny because the first thing that jumped out at me when I looked at the list of topics for today, of course, I have a few habits I'd like to break. One of which I thought I had really gotten a handle on last year and would never have to tackle again. And it just came back in out of left field. So there are things that I struggle with. Also, like McColgan said, you know, I'd like to be more fit. And so I always feel like in the winter I fall off a little bit. It's much easier to enjoy going out and running around and doing things when the weather is warmer. Of course, I tend to hibernate more in the winter. I hear a lot of you people just laughing at me saying you don't have winter there, and compared to what some of my friends do, running around in the snow in the winter, I listen to myself and I think, you know, it's pretty weak. Because I know a lot of people are much more active and they're doing it out in the snow and the wind and the blustery cold. So I hate to even say that because it's just like, it's so silly almost, you know. Okay, we have a light rain here today. It is raining. I love the rain when I'm inside, but I really detest it when I have to walk somewhere in it. It's about 40 degrees Fahrenheit this morning. It's supposed to warm up another 10 or 15 degrees today. So chilly for Sacramento, but for some parts of the country, this will just be nice and balmy. So I need to remember that before I do too much complaining. I think there are really two things that I would like to do. One surrounding habits has to do with my speaking. I have a little list here in my hand of just things that I jotted down, and I'm kind of looking at my topics just so I can stay on topic and try to say more in less time. So articulate more useful information, maybe more interesting content, and use less words to do it. When I first came to Audio Boo, I thought it would really be a way to help me get a handle on my speaking. Not my public speaking, because when you put that little outline in front of me, I'm just fine. But when I sit here and I just talk, and it's a real stream of consciousness kind of speaking, I do tend to speak way too much. I don't know how easy it is on the ears to listen to somebody who goes on. And so I think to myself, you know, tighten it up. And I really thought that listening back to myself in the stream of consciousness way that I talk would make it easier for me. But it hasn't. If anything, it makes me like to listen to myself less. And about the only way I can stand to listen to something I recorded is to speed it up. So I had hopes when I came and started recording on this to this platform in particular that I might be able to rectify some of that, and I don't think I have been very successful. So I'm kind of committed to myself now when I listen to something or I'm replying to something to just take notes and get it said quickly and move on so that it isn't tiresome for people. I have a friend that I correspond with, and we've been sending audio back and forth for a long time. I sent her a piece of audio, and it was long. And I was just doing what I do, you know, ironing clothes and doing stuff and talking to her. But I don't even want to ask her if she got my audio, because I don't want her to feel like she's forced to address it if she doesn't want to, and yet I'm afraid that she didn't get it, so it's like I got these hang-ups that are so stupid, and it's all because my audio was too long, and I'm really self-conscious about it. if I knew she could just say, yeah, I got it, you know, I wouldn't care if it took her 6 months or a year to answer me. But I don't want to look pushy about it or look like I'm hovering, expecting a response, because I know it's hard to get through. And sometimes maybe there's just nothing to say, you know. I can rattle on. I can talk to the plants, man. I can talk to them. Anybody, I don't care, you know. So now I'm kind of concerned, like, should I even ask her? God, I don't even want to say anything. But if she didn't get it, I want to make sure that she doesn't think I'm just ignoring her, you know. So I really need to do something about the way that I speak. And here I go again, wasting all kinds of time reiterating the same thing. See? It's terrible. Casual audio. It's just been so hard to get a handle on it. And the last thing is a project. And that is, sounds really silly, but a friend of mine and I, he owns a small company here locally, and we've been playing around with the new technology, the iBeacon technology, and kind of anticipating this coming for a couple of years now, but Apple devices support these Bluetooth beacons, and there are some individuals looking at employing these, you know, these devices for, you know, use in public settings, shopping malls, businesses. They're a hugely beneficial way for blind people to navigate. So they just transmit, you know. And they're tiny, tiny, tiny. Some of the batteries last, you know, a couple of years. And depending on what style of beacon you buy, some of them are actually stickers. Some of them are, you know, little tiny boxes. Some of them are bigger. Some of them are USB powered. Some of them are battery powered. They take a coin cell battery or a AAA. They're tiny. They broadcast information. The problem is that I can buy a beacon for only a few dollars, and I can fire up the app and register that beacon and call it what I want to call it. So maybe I have a beacon that says, you know, Rocky's House or something. And if I tell my phone I'm searching for this beacon, when I get within range of it, the phone will see it. But in order to be able to just walk down the street and generally see the things that are transmitting, I need a different app. This is really a frustrating thing for me. If I were a coder, I would take a stab at this, but I am not. I need to find an app developer, and I don't even know where to start, but I need to try to integrate the registration of the beacons and then the ability to see just generically what's in the area for people that are maybe walking down the street and passing, so that we can deploy these in all sorts of situations. You know, I would love to sell these like to the new arena, to the city of Sacramento, blanket the college with them. They're not just a great way for blind people to navigate indoors where there is no GPS signal, but they're great for advertising to sighted people too. The market is wide open and they're out there. It just, there needs to be an interface written. It's hard to sell them without an interface for a business to be able to register the, you know, their block of beacons and then have them available for people that come by with a smartphone or a device to see readily what's broadcasting and, you know, what it's called. So there's just this cool, cool opportunity that's wide open right now. You know, if you can imagine, close your eyes and walk through a shopping mall and be able to have a beacon that tells you, you know, what the signs would tell you if your eyes are open. Find everything from restrooms to exits to shops. But also for people who can see too, you know, maybe their smartphones to pick up on different advertising specials or different things that stores offer. It's just the sky's the limit, you know, really, on where these things can be deployed and what they can be used for. But there needs to be a usable interface, and it just hasn't been written. And I want to do something with it. I want to sell them. I just, the market is open. And they're out here, you know. I just think it would be so cool to be able to, you know, blanket parts of the city. I wish the larger GPS manufacturers would jump in and do something with this, but they have a very different agenda. So I want to do it. And that's my goal for 2016. Thanks for listening.